Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
All right, the Pat Shermer Report is sponsored by New York Lottery. This holiday season, give the gift that dreams are made of. Holiday scratch-off games from the New York Lottery. By Adorama, the official retailer of the New York Football Giants, online at Adorama.com. And by Fios by Verizon, 100% fiber optic network, 100% phenomenal. Visit Fios.com. Today, the head football coach of the Giants is Pat Shermer. Coach, welcome. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you today?
All right. Two wins, back-to-back. So now you got the home win. Now you got a little streak going. So things are looking up.
Yeah, I think we're playing better. We're finding a way to score in the red zone, which was a thing we needed to work on, certainly through the bye week. So we're finding a way to score the points, more points than we did in the first eight games. And we'll try to keep that going. And we're doing enough on defense. You know, we're getting turnovers, which is important. And it was a good team win, and we're getting some more contributions from special teams as well. So
yeah, return game has been better. Return game has definitely been better, no question about it. Right. That's been a big improvement there. Couple things. Number one, last 2 weeks, you've put Eli on the center to change your running game a little bit. So that's been clearly a point emphasis and something that you wanted to shake things up a little bit, right?
Yeah, I think so. You know, he's been under center throughout, but we're getting more out of the runs than we have in the first half of the season. And, you know, I think it's important that you do all things on offense, especially the things that work. And I think Saquon had a good job. He did a good job running the ball. I think our whole line has played their best two games the last week. And really, when you block better, you know, the quarterback has a chance to have a big day. And certainly the running game improves.
Well, listen, I never was one that, there was a lot of noise about Eli. I never was one who didn't think Eli could throw the ball anymore. If you've watched the last two games, if you don't think he could throw the ball, I don't know what you're watching. I mean, 17 out of 18, he missed Saquon on the one down the right sideline, the wheel route, other than that, and he threw it over the wrong shoulder. But 17 out of 18, you'll take that any day of the week.
No, that's a winning performance from a quarterback, certainly. And you know, along with that, he was throwing touchdown passes. So, no, I feel good about where Eli is, especially the last 2 weeks. You know, we won a game 2 weeks ago where we had to come back and win it. In this one here, we played from the front and had to do what we had to do to win it. And so that's good. Now we're going on to play a, you know, let's not forget that this is a really, really good Philly team. They've had their struggles here of late, but we're looking forward to playing them on Sunday.
Absolutely. And, you know, now, you know, with two in a row, hey, three in a row, and all of a sudden things start to come into focus a little bit in this division, but one thing at a time. A couple of things here. One that really surprised me, 4th and 2, 37, with your offense playing the way it did, how come you didn't give your offense a chance to make a play there?
Well, you know, it was 4th and 2. You know, we just missed on the wheel route, which might have been a touchdown.
Right.
And we were outside the range to kick the field goal that day.
No question.
The conditions were not great, and so I didn't want to kick the field goal there.
Okay.
I certainly thought about going for it, but then, you know, they're a very good team. They just put 500 yards on the team previous to us, and they're a very good team of moving the ball in 2 minutes, so I did not want to give them a short field and potentially, you know, have them go in there and tie it before half. Now, they did move the ball down the field. We got a turnover,
yep.
So it played out the right way. You know, I think in hindsight, if the game was playing out just a little bit differently, sure, I think it's the right thing to go for it.
Well, your offense was doing well. I mean, it seemed like, and plus you weren't going to get the ball to start the third quarter is the only thing that made me think about it. And obviously they did move it, but you got the pick. And you did get a couple of picks Sunday, which helped you. Clearly, you had some issues on. Now, as you said, they're an explosive team. Even though they're strange, both quarterbacks move the ball. They just happen to throw a lot of interceptions. They've moved the ball all year, so we know that. And they moved it on you guys. They got 500 yards on you guys, but you had a chance for some plays. You made some plays on defense. You scored a touchdown on defense, but you didn't get a lot of pass rush. That was one thing that was a big issue.
Yeah, I think we got to just keep trying to find the rush. I think that'll help us in the back end. And the key to the drill, though, is we scored when we got down there, and then those turnovers are huge. We essentially had five turnovers. We stopped them on fourth down there as well, so that's essentially a turnover. So that is good. You know, in our three victories, we're plus eight in turnovers, and our seven losses were minus eight. So that's a key. That's a key factor when you're playing winning football.
But you know what? Even the games you've lost, you haven't turned people over. You haven't turned the ball over a lot all year. That hasn't been a problem for you guys. If anything, that's been a positive. Eli has not turned the ball over a lot. You haven't turned the ball over a lot.
We haven't. But early in the year, we weren't getting turnovers, so the ratio wasn't great.
Right.
I think what's happening is we're. We're still being, I wouldn't say careful with the ball, but we're protecting the football. You know, I think Eli's making aggressive throws, but we're protecting the ball. And of late, we're getting turnovers, so the ratio's better, and I think that's good.
Couple of things that had to alarm me on the defense. The first and 30 play that they turn around and knock off. The other thing was how quickly they scored that touchdown to get back to 3 points at the end.
Yeah, I mean, those certainly were two bad plays within the game. You know, third and 30 certainly. A conversion like that on a little, you know, quick screen, and then the
Evans
the
got behind
ball,
you guys, yeah.
The nine ball that got behind us, and we certainly were in a coverage where that shouldn't have been the case. They got behind us. They made a throw. They made a catch, and we'll get that cleaned up so that doesn't happen again.
I like also with 5 minutes left. Now I don't know. I'm thinking, I'm learning what you're thinking. You're up 3 points. There's 5 minutes left. I don't think you guys can play the four-minute game and run out the clock. I just don't think that's the way you're built. Maybe you think different.
No.
But you went and attacked it and got the play to Ingram that I've been looking for all year. That's the play that I've envisioned all year, and there it was finally.
Yeah, well, we hit the right coverage. And, you know, we're in pretty much a run-it-first mode at that point, but I really did feel that we had to get the thing back to two scores.
I agree with you.
And so we hit it, and, you know, Evan got to do what he does best, catch the ball in open space and run.
And run away, yeah.
Play. That was probably as big a play in the game.
That was the biggest play in the game, I thought.
It's as big a play in the game as we had, for sure.
Also, then you got it stuck in the end zone, which you had to do either. You didn't want to get 3 points there and be up six. You want to get the ball and knock it in the end zone, and you guys, from where you got the ball and he got tackled, you knocked it in the end zone on the ground.
No, and that was the deal too. I told the fellas, I said, we're going to run this ball in, and I think it took us, you know, we did it in three shots.
Yeah, which was good to see. And you got a couple chunks and knocked it in on the third one, so which was good. And I saw him. I thought Saquon. You know, we talked about it last week, and I thought that was a little evident. Him, you know, knowing that maybe that 4 and 5 yards are good runs, and not trying to break everything into a home run and break everything outside.
Well, he did. He actually did both, but he started the game, to your point. He started the game by sticking it up in there, and I think that really, really contributed to the victory. He had a couple that he bounced and cut back
were
explosive.
Hey, he can go to the house on any play. We know that. I mean, he makes that second move. He's going to go. He can go the distance. He had a couple where he just got tripped up where he could have gone the distance a couple of times.
Right. I think we're all seeing each week all the things that he can do, you know, and I think that was a really good performance by him the other night.
27 carries is a day's work.
No, he did a good job.
And you got a lot of weapons there, and you saw it. You saw it with Shepard on the play that was called back. You saw it with Ingram, Beckham and Barkley. There's a lot of weapons there. I mean, there really is. If you get it blocked, there's a lot of weapons there.
And let's not forget about this. It's because all those weapons show up, though, when you block them.
No question.
And then so that's... Listen.
Why has that improved? Why has it improved?
There.
Why has it improved?
Well, we've added a new player that's playing at a high level.
Okay.
And I think they're just all playing better. And, you know, it's the cross they bear is being linemen. You know, it's just the fact of the matter. We're going to go as far as they're going to block for us, and they understand that. The coaches that coach them understand it. And it's really the foundation of any football team, especially on offense.
Spoken like a former center.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
It's really true, and it's the responsibility that binds that group together. That's why they eat together. that's why they whisper, I don't know what the hell coach is talking about. That's why they become a group, and that's why they become the reason why teams have a chance to have success. And we're going to do everything in our power to try to build an offensive line that we can all be proud of. And I think that group is making strides. They're getting better, and that's a good thing for everybody.
Would they have gotten better without the one man who you picked up and put in the line, or was it the one person that changed things?
I think it contributes, and I'm a big fan of guards. I think if you can keep the pocket firm inside out, we can always, do things to protect the edges, even when, but you need to be firm inside. And I think we're starting to firm it up a little better. Those guys are playing a little better now. Each week you have a tough task, and again, the reason the Philadelphia Eagles are really good on defense is because of their front four, and
yep,
really it's their front eight.
They got a good pass rush.
And so yep, this will be a challenge, but it always is a challenge. We had McCoy and we had JPP last week. So there's always really good players you have to block, and it's just a matter of stepping up and doing it each week. But we're making progress there. We've added there's four new players, and then Wheeler, who was here a year ago. And so you're looking, that's a pretty significant change, and they're starting to come together.
No question, and at the right time. And now, obviously, we could say, well, they beat the Niners who aren't playing well. You beat the Tampa team that's struggling. Now the defending champ, although they did get, harassed last week, but I guess everybody's getting harassed by New Orleans. That's pretty much what's been going on. When you see this team, do you see a championship team, or do you see a team that's got a losing record and is hurting right now?
Well, it's hard to control the injuries that they've had, and they've had a lot of them. But they've got really good players. I think they've got an outstanding young quarterback. They've got good schemes. Zach Ertz is having a record year for him. So they can move the ball and score, and they're good on defense. They're hurt in the back end, I think, so they're trying to do some things to compensate. But listen, you don't fall like a rock. They won a Super Bowl a couple months ago, and the first time we played them, we let that game get away from us. We turned the ball over, and we did things that you can't do against any team. And so we just got to go down there and play better and try to build on some of the momentum that we've gotten in the last 2 weeks.
How about the idea of getting some kind of pass rush, and where you go, whether it's Vernon, whether it's Carter, and the idea also of a couple of your guys who have struggled in coverage the last couple of weeks. Collins has, and we know what Collins can do. Ogletree has, Collins has. Mm-hmm. Are you putting a lot on their plate, or is it just that they've had a couple of tough weeks?
No, I think they become tough plays. They're plays within the game. I thought Collins, in terms of the run game and getting tackles and being around and doing what he has to do in the run game, did a good job. I think some guys are suited to do things better than others.
Yeah, and we know coverage isn't his greatest strength, but he had a couple of tough weeks in coverage, especially last week.
Well, a couple tough plays, but again, to your point, we'll just keep trying to find ways to have them do the things they do well and compensate in areas where, maybe that's not their strength.
You're asking some new guys to do some stuff on defense, too. That's some new faces in there, too.
Sure. No, it's everything's new. I think we're up to about 37 new faces from a year ago, and a lot of them are young guys. And so that's why you'll see them make a really good play and then maybe miss on something. And so that's the challenge. That's the thing that we live for as coaches, to try to get them to do it right all the time. And then when a mistake shows up, correct it and have them move on fast. So I'm proud of the way our guys play. I'm proud of the way our guys stay in the moment. We're not looking back. We're looking forward. I'm not really into cliches. I don't want to sound like that.
Right.
But it is really the only way you can live. You got to just keep going forward. And the reason we do this is because we love the competitive nature, the physical nature, and all that this great sport brings to the table. And so we're looking forward to this on Sunday.
Absolutely.
I'm looking forward to this week, too. This is
my
favorite holiday of the year.
I think it's everybody's. It really is in a lot of ways. And it's a great day, and no question. Plus, the way this division has shook out, I know you got to run the table, but Why wouldn't you think that way? You'd be crazy not to. And the way the division has worked out, you know, you're not out of it yet.
No, we're not. And I think that's the thing that's most important is, and we really can't really think beyond Philadelphia.
No, of course not. Of course not.
And, but no, that's what.
But you've won a couple in a row, and all of a sudden it gets a little contagious.
No, it's fun. And you know what? You do build on winning. And even though we're going to try to build a roster constantly, you know, I think the fellas here need to, you know, learn how to win again, you know, and you only do it by doing it.
Well, you know what? A couple of weeks and you can, you know, and it's funny because people look at it differently. When it's the Giants, if it's a team that doesn't have a history, people don't believe in streaks. You've heard a lot this week of a lot of people saying, hey, I can see the Giants get on a roll because it's the Giants, because people think of the Giants for the most part in terms of being a successful franchise.
Well, and I remember it. I forget what year
it was. Fossil's year. He ran the table. Yeah, went to the Super Bowl, yeah.
But I remember one year where in the back of the New York paper, there's a picture of Coughlin and Eli. And it was about midseason, and they said, are they going to make it? And now, lo and behold, they won a Super Bowl that year.
Yeah, so, and had a run that year. Know. Another year, Fossil was out of it. He won the last five or six games in a row and went to the Super Bowl himself.
Yeah. Yeah,
so you've seen it happen. So it does. It does happen. But you need everybody to play well together. And you know, the last week, it's funny. People were worried about the offense. Now, after last week, they're a little worried about the defense.
Yeah, I think people just tend to worry. We just got to. We got to play. We got to play well in all three phases. And I'm not worried. I really do believe. I've said this a long time. People think I'm nuts, but I really do believe when we go into every game, we got a chance to win it if we play it the right way. In the last 2 weeks, we found a way to play it the right way, even around some of the bad plays that happen. And so that's the challenge, to do it each week.
You know, when we watched the game last night, I don't know if you watched the game last night or not, but you saw a game where the offenses were just riddling the defenses, except when they got pressure on the quarterback. And then, obviously, everything changed. The defensive score, they set up five. They scored five touchdowns. Three they scored themselves. Five they set up. 35 points. Eight turnovers in the, you know, in the game, which is, you know, remarkable. You know, eight sacks and seven turnovers. But 98 points. I mean, 105 points. My point is that in this league now, it's hard for these defenses to compete. You want your defense to attack and make plays and score points and break down the offense. Do you have to sell out to get a rush no matter what? Do you have to be able to get a rush, or is it impossible to cover in this league now if you can't get a rush?
Well, I think it's certainly coordinated. If you can't pressure quarterbacks, now you're talking about a good young quarterback, you know, with Mahomes and Goff, who's playing really well as well. Two good young quarterbacks
with a lot of weapons.
With a lot of weapons,
yep.
You know, those are probably two of the elite offenses.
No question.
And if you don't put pressure on the quarterback, most quarterbacks are good enough to pick you apart. I think we all understand that,
right?
It's just
so. Do you have to sell out no matter what? Do you have to get pressure at any cost, no matter what's your coverage?
Well, I think you got to try. You got to get pressure, and sometimes it doesn't mean you sack them. You got to knock. You got to make them move around, and
right.
You can't just let them sit back there and throw. And really, I didn't watch the whole game. I just saw bits and pieces. But it looked like, you know, when Kansas City had their struggles, it's because Mahomes got sacked and fumbled the ball.
He did. Well, twice he did, once for a touchdown. Then he threw a pick six also. And then he had threw two more interceptions, one under duress. So, yeah, they put a lot of pressure on him, and he turned the ball over a lot. Absolutely. I thought the roughing the quarterback on Vernon was a shaky call. Did you hear from the league on that one?
We sent it in. We haven't heard yet.
It was a shaky call, wasn't it? I mean, did you see anything?
Yeah. Well, I saw the flag. Obviously, my eyes went downfield after the throw. But you know, the way they're calling it now, if you do anything up around the head,
if you even make any contact, it's gonna happen. Okay.
So whether there was a lot of contact or not, it brings the officials' judgments into play, and so they can always defend where you hit them in the head. And then the other part of it is you know, there's all the conversation about did you put any or most of your body weight on him as he went down. And you know, even though it looked like he tried to kind of surf away from it, you know, it appeared like his body weight was on him. So, That can be defendable.
That one looked shaky to me. It really did. That didn't seem like a whole lot of, you know, a lot of them are shaky, but that one looked particularly shaky to me. Yeah. I mean, it really did. All right, listen, happy Thanksgiving. Good luck this week. See if you can get a third one in a row. It'd be nice. It'd be interesting to talk next Monday if you guys are 4-7.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, it would. Thank you very much.
All right, happy Thanksgiving.
Take care.
We'll
Thank you, Pat. All right, Pat Shurmur, the Giant head coach. As they will try to see if they can beat the Eagles. Now, the Eagles last week got beat romped. Worst loss by a Super Bowl defending champion ever at the hands of the Saints. They are not a great matchup for the Giants, though. Hopefully, now, I'm not saying the Giants can't move the ball on them. They can. Eli had 400 yards passing with backup receivers last year. But the Giants don't have the right personnel to get to the quarterback so he can make a lot of big plays, and they are going to have trouble blocking the Eagles from getting to their quarterback. Those are the two things that worry you, because that's what the Eagles are good at. Eagles' secondary right now is a disaster. If Eli has time, he is going to have a big, big game, if he has time. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.